The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day. With your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio, 5 minutes after 9 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer, around the country, around the world on AM970TheAnswer.com. We love you for listening with great respect on this Flag Day. It is Flag Day. Fly that flag. Be proud. Dr. Gorka, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, my friend, my pal, if you will, kind enough to join us. Everybody knows Dr. Seb, 3 p.m. right here on AM 970, The Answer, all around the country, by the way, just crushing it as a radio talk show host. And then everybody's talking about the Gorka reality check on Newsmax, and that is on Sunday nights. And this is the man, he's also a member of the National Security Education Board, and a man who looks better in a tuxedo than I do. So kind enough to join us this morning. Dr. Gorka, welcome back to the show. Dr. Seb, great to have you here, sir.
I'm not sure about a tux thing. We might have to have a tux off. See who's the best. Happy Flag Day, and
Donald Trump.
Listeners, yep. On social media,
yep.
Get busy, guys, and wish my old boss Donald Trump happy birthday.
Yeah, 'tis born on Flag Day. How appropriate is that? Hey, Dr. Gorka, I like the tuxedo thing. If we can go there, a tux off. I like that. That's great. We'll have to check that out. Yeah. You look very dashing, I must say, Seb. And whether, you know what you got to do, Dr. Gorka, you know, because you have a litany of firearms, because you're an expert in that regard. Maybe with the tuxedo and the firearms, that's a great look, like kind of a James Bond kind of thing. Huh? I have your whole new image.
Now you're giving me some ideas for some Instagram posts. I'll have to credit Jersey Joe for that.
Please. Dr. Gorka, we appreciate your fight. Can we start, before we go to G7, with your friend, President Trump, and he is close to you, respects you, loves you, and I know the feelings are mutual, you to him. Does he run in 2024? Is he, when we talked to Corey Lewandowski and a lot of the folks that are with him, it seems like he is getting set up for a run in Mar-a-Lago. Do you know the inside line? Anything you could tell us on the air, Dr. Gorka?
Look, I said maybe 3 weeks ago that everything he has done in the last few months is a clear indication that he will run. I gave it back then a 95% chance that he's going to.
Yeah.
I went to New York. I went to Trump Tower last Tuesday to see President Trump. I give it a 99% chance right now.
Wow. Well, and does DeSantis become part of the ticket? And I know this is all speculation, Dr. Gorka, and I hate to do that to you, Seb, but do you think Ron DeSantis, because I know DeSantis is around the country raising money, and how would that play out? Do you have a feel for that, sir?
Yeah, I don't know. Usually the conventional wisdom is that the vice president on the ticket brings another demographic, another region that the top of the ticket doesn't.
Yeah.
Having two total MAGA people at the top doesn't necessarily make traditional political sense because, you know, Florida is MAGA, is Trump already. Maybe you want somebody else who brings another region of the country that otherwise isn't fully Trump. I don't know, but you know, all political traditions were destroyed back in 2016 by President Trump. You know, he's doing such an amazing job in Florida. Maybe he keeps doing that. I don't know, but look, we're several years out from here.
Yeah.
I just know if Donald Trump. I think Donald Trump is going to run. If he does, the nomination is his. if sleepy, creepy Biden keeps going the way he's been going for the last 4 months, Donald Trump is going to stroll back into the White House. It's going to be a cakewalk, Joe.
Yeah, what's with this G7 thing? They got all over Donald Trump when he pushed himself to the front of the line, and some of us went, yeah, show us, you know, and he, remember his arms crossed in front of Angela Merkel of Germany. We thought that was great. Joe Biden, and not to, I don't want to be mean, and I always say this about you, Seb, I always like the way you push it harder and, you know, more direct, and I appreciate that vicariously. I live through you in that regard. But Joe Biden flopping behind everybody at G7 and then fumbling. And I don't want to say it mean. It's sad at this point, and the press is gushing on how great this G7 summit. It looks like a big fail to those of us. I mean, aren't you feeling that?
Oh, it's well, without a doubt. I mean, look at that moment when the G7, the heads laughed at
yes,
Biden
yes.
when he introduced the South African premier after the prime minister had been already had. And Boris said, Joe, I've already introduced him. And the rest of the G7 laughed at creepy Joe. I mean, the guy, look, it's senile. The guy's senile. Then, if you want to talk about the whole pantomime aspect of all of it, that it's just a theatrical farce, that stupid photo shoot in the beginning where Biden elbow bumps Prime Minister Johnson. Hang on a sec, guys. Who are the science deniers? Yeah. Boris Johnson has had COVID, so he's full of antibodies. And Sleepy Creepy was vaccinated with a Trump vaccine in December. So what are you doing elbow bumping? I mean, really, science denial is a left-wing problem, whether it's gender-bending, you know, transitioning, quote-unquote, whether it's birthing people, or whether it's people who've been vaccinated and still don't shake hands.
it was interesting to see. And then when we know where this virus came from, in the Wuhan Institute of Virology, learning from experts like Gordon Chang, certainly Peter Navarro threw up those red flags in the Trump administration. And now we see, and we know it. We know it. I knew it for a year. We've been talking about it, Seb. So then they go, Joe Biden, we check it out. He goes, well, give us 90 days. Meantime, everybody in the G summit, all those leaders going, no, we want to find out exactly what happened, where it came from, and what happened. And how do they not know? And this is what's upsetting Dr. Gorka, and I don't know how to get it out unless we're talking about it. The press is covering that Joe Biden, in my opinion, is the Manchurian candidate. He's in, something's up. He's being compromised by China because you know how we know? Because he doesn't go up against them in any regard. In any regard. You want to find out where this virus comes from. Why? So it doesn't happen again. And he just won't do it. But you got the rest of the world and you and I and everybody else on Salem talking about it. But Biden doesn't come up. And the press just you put tails between their legs and they run for the hills. Disgraceful, you know?
Yeah, we dedicated the whole hour of the Gorka Reality Check on Newsmax yesterday to the truth about the Wuhan virus, Fauci, and everything else. And, and just look, I mean, this tells you how utterly bankrupt the legacy lying media is. A year ago, if you said that there's some kind of possible connection between the Wuhan lab and the virus, you would call it a conspiracy theorist and a kook. Now it's okay to talk about it. Now Facebook says we won't censor you if you say that. But hang on, this is the only level 4 biodefense military virology lab in China, and it's in the same city where the virus broke out. But we're supposed to think it's bats. I mean, this is the level of propaganda that we are witnessing in the mainstream media. And let's not forget, Mike Pompeo initiated an investigation on the Wuhan theory. Yeah, yeah. What is one of the first things Biden did? He shut it down. Now, 3 months later, now that it's getting obvious, he's going to start an investigation. These people are hacks and they are frauds, including Fauci, who we know, thanks to the email, was told over a year ago that the genome, the genetic coding of COVID-19 does not look evolutionary. It looks like it was engineered. And what is his response to these emails? Oh, that study is too long for me to read. This is a guy who gets paid $413,000 a year out of your taxpayer funding, guys.
And then, you know what, Seb, before we let you go, and we appreciate your valuable time with us, Dr. Gorka, I saw a meme. I just reposted it on Twitter at Jersey Joe Piscopo, and it's got all the G7 heads of state there on a chessboard. And then who's the chess master playing the chess, picking up Joe Biden, moving him? President Xi of Communist China. Boy, wow. If that's not the case, and I just feel like, because I'm a dad, I got five kids, you know, and I worry about the future. And then you hear experts talking about how, China has a goal to take over the United States of America, Dr. Gorka, by mid-century. It's pushed up. They pushed it up to make the move. And I feel we're not protecting it. Lord, you know what, Seb? I appreciate your fight so much. Sometimes I just feel it's such a responsibility to come on the air, because we're really, like our mutual friend Larry Elder always says, we try to save, we got a country to save. Don't you always feel like a responsibility to step up before the mic and just get the news out, because everybody else is going to bury it? Before you know it, we're going to be taken over by Communist China, you know?
It's a sad fact that the only thing that we own anymore in our culture is the radio. And that's why we have to do every day what you do, Joe, what Larry does, what Dennis, what all of us do. Because, you know, Hollywood, the media, social media, that's all gone leftist. So talk radio is more important than ever. And so is all your listeners' commitment to the truth.
Yes.
If these issues come up in conversation over the barbecue on July 4th at the water cooler or anywhere, do not shirk away from the truth. Stand up for the truth, because truly, Larry's right.
Yeah.
We have a republic to save.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka, always great to talk with you and chat with you, and hopefully we'll have a great year together, Seb, and we'll do the tux-off, maybe in Rome. How great would that be?
Love it.
Thank you, Dr. Gorka. We'll be listening, we'll be watching, sir. Thank you, sir. Dr. Gorka, nationally syndicated radio talk show host. That's 3 p.m. on AM 970. The Answer, the Gorka Reality Check on Newsmax, and a member of the National Security Education Board, and believes that Donald Trump will go in. Talks with Donald Trump, and it feels like Donald Trump will make the move in 2024. 877-970-2999. I got to tell you, too, people will criticize me because, Joe's right wing. Oh, he's a conspiracy guy. Oh, he's with Salem Media. Oh, he has this guy on, that guy on. You know what? I love this country heart and soul. I'm trying to carry on the legacy of my parents and my grandparents, who came here, couldn't speak a word of English, you know? And they came in here and they embraced. That's the word I'm looking for. They embraced America. You know, as Dr. Gorka did, actually, coming to this country. So when someone speaks out and is just so direct, like Dr. Gorka is, and speaking the truth, absolutely proud to have him on the show. Someone's got to talk about what's happening. By the way, I may be wrong. I'm telling you, I may be wrong. Do you hear what I'm telling you? I may be wrong about a litany of things. But call me and tell me and prove it and talk about it. You know, but right now I'm seeing things that are happening, and I don't see the press. In the old days, Eric Severide. Hey, remember Bernard Shaw on CNN? Remember Bernie Shaw when they were news guys? You know, when Cronkite was there, Edward R. Murrow was there, you know, and they would investigate a story. Andy Rooney, they knew him. Andy Rooney, did you ever notice how annoying my voice is? Remember, I used to do that on Saturday Night Live. Andy Rooney with that annoying voice. Great reporter. Wartime correspondent. Great reporter who wrote a lot of the 60 Minutes material, when 60 Minutes was 60 Minutes and there was reporting. No one's doing it now. So Dr. Gorka is right. It's up to us. It's up to you. It's up to me. It's up to us on the radio. And we'll keep fighting. And it's just, it's not that we're militant. It's not that we're conspiracy right-wingers. It's that we love the country so much. We feel like we have to speak the truth. It's as simple as that. And you want to know the truth? It's exhausting. I walk out of here exhausted, 4 hours on the radio, trying to find the truth. You know, open to criticism, by the way, but just trying to speak the truth because we love this country so much. And you know what? It's Flag Day. Fly the flag. Don't be embarrassed like they are at the other networks. Oh, I'm embarrassed when I see the flag. Fly that flag with pride. You know, it's the just thing to do for this great country.
You're right, though. A lot of these news organizations are slanted towards a certain way. I mean, I used to love watching the CBS Evening News. My uncle worked for CBS for almost 20 years. I grew up with Walter Cronkite.
Wouldn't miss it.
I cannot watch what they currently put on. I think Nora O'Donnell, listen, fine journalist.
That's right.
But her news is very much slanted a certain way. She's cheering during the news. She's spotlighting certain stories where she's feel. When it's a feel-good story, it's one thing.
Yeah.
But when exactly you're championing right. news, yeah. listen, everybody knew where Nora O'Donnell stood on President Trump. Yeah. She didn't like him.
Yeah.
And she slanted her stories
every
that way.
Every single one.
And to me, that's a problem. Read the news and let me determine that's whether right. or not that's I right. believe the story or how much I want to get into the story or whatever.
Or say, you know what, we you know, they should do a disclaimer. We are socially regressive in our political outlook on this newscast.
Yeah, but it shouldn't be about that. The news
Well, you're
should
not
be
supposed
presented.
To be. It's supposed
right.
to be objectivity.
Right, objectivity. And the fact that the news organizations are losing viewers by the millions yeah. because they don't watch anymore. Because let's face it, who's traditionally home at night at 6:30 to yeah. watch the news? Yeah. A lot of people are working. So give me the news. Don't give me your opinion. If I want your opinion, I'm going to go to Fox yeah. News or CNN,
yeah. Yeah.
whichever
yeah.
way
yeah.
I lean yeah. politically. On the three networks, it yeah. should be about the facts, and that's it.
So where do we go? This is very interesting. Dr. Gorka, very close to Donald Trump, and he feels Donald Trump will go in. And now I'm telling you, people.
I think he does. I don't think he's going to have Ron DeSantis as his running mate. I think DeSantis wants to see if he can explore a run for himself.
Well, no, I don't know that anybody could beat Donald Trump in a
primary.
Well,
I'm not
primary.
Saying that.
I don't think. But I tell you, I don't know that he goes in. I love playing
well,
this
unless
game.
Trump,
I love
unless
playing
Trump
this
says
game.
Yes right away. Unless Trump says in the next, let's say in the next 5 months. You know who, Donald Trump says, I'm running again. Bank on it. It's going to happen.
Someone will go in the Cheney group, you know, against him.
Right.
I think Nikki Haley will still go in. And I don't know that Mike Pompeo or DeSantis will go in if Donald Trump goes in.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If he makes the announcement this year, I think then, you know, people will kind of say, all right, I'm going to back off. But if he doesn't, I think if you're Ron DeSantis, you're riding this wave. You take it all the way at this point, unless you feel like, listen, I can't beat Trump.
We'll continue this. We got a break, but let's continue this. Then we're going to take phone calls when we come back, okay? 877-970-2999. Let's keep a fighting. We can do this. Debbie's on the road. She's looking out for you traffic-wise. Mm-hmm. How are we doing out there this morning, Deb?
I'll say what's happening. Good morning to you, Joe. Good morning, Al. Good morning to Charlie. Let's see what's happening, guys, as we take a ride to Route 3 eastbound, getting out toward the Meadowlands. An accident was cleared. Wagara Road getting out through Lincoln Street and Hawthorne. That's closed with an overturned truck. Watch for some delays. Inbound GWB 35. Lincoln Tunnel 10. Holland about 20. Still busy on the Cross Bronx eastbound by the Sheridan with an accident in the right lane. Watch for slowdowns on the Grand Central Parkway eastbound right by Jewell Avenue. An accident is off on the shoulder. Traffic moving slowly on the LIE westbound at Deer Park Avenue with an accident. Robert Moses Causeway southbound closed by Sunrise Highway getting down through that West Islip area. It looks like an accident still being clear from that area with all lanes subject to closure. And expect a brake check here as you head to 84 West at the Newburgh Beacon Bridge with a collision. Watch for some thunderstorms today, high of 71. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Debbie Duhaime. I'm so proud to announce that my friends at Trinitas Regional Medical Center have that new center dedicated to women. Together with the Connie Dwyer Breast Cancer Foundation, they recently opened the new Center for Excellent Breast Care, the Connie Dwyer Breast Center at Trinitas. Every woman over there is treated with the latest in screening, diagnosis, and treatment, regardless of her ability to pay. There's even a breast navigator available to guide women through every aspect of their care. This is a state-of-the-art center staffed with a full complement of breast health specialists that feature the latest technology. Most importantly, it's a welcoming, safe environment for every woman who walks through the doors. You know, we know the staff at Trinitas. You hear me tell you how great the staff at Trinitas is, and I know that their high level of caring and compassion is behind this new center, as it is for every single service that Trinitas offers. If you or a loved one would like to learn more about the Connie Dwyer Breast Center at Trinitas, please call 908-994-5984. It's 908-994-5984. Or visit their website, please, at trinitasrmc.org.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka explains the plan.
This is the bottom line. They say they care. They say me too, the women, the children. We are the party of caring for the small guy. No, they're not. They couldn't care less. Because they think that's how they're going to stay in power. Illegal aliens, amnestied, and become Democrat voters.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 3, right before Ben Shapiro at 5 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hi, I'm Todd Simon, the fifth-generation family owner of Omaha Steaks. There's nothing I love more than putting a steak on the grill for Father's Day. With Dad's Day right around the corner, send him more than just a gift. Send him an experience with the Get Out and Grill assortment. This package includes 20 entrees he's guaranteed to love. My personal favorite is the 10-ounce butcher cut New York strip. Plus, you'll get 4 New York strip burgers free with your order. Visit OmahaSteaks.com and type cookout in the search bar. That's OmahaSteaks.com, keyword cookout.
Sadly, in 2020, 24 children died of pediatric vehicular heat stroke, and many of these incidents occurred when parents or caregivers simply forgot the child was in the car. A child's body temperature rises 3 to 5 times faster than an adult's, and leaving a child in a hot vehicle can lead to their death very quickly. If you see a child left unattended and can't locate their parents, call 911. If the child looks unresponsive, do whatever it takes to get him or her out safely, including breaking the window. Your actions may save the life of a child.
Brought to you by NHTSA.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
But I got to tell you what I did. So, you know, it's a big week for me, for the family. And I spend every single day with the family. I'm a dedicated single father. Always worry about spending enough time with them. So this week, it's birthday week. It's Father's Day week. I'm taking my son's coming up. I'll be with my mom. We're doing the whole thing. And as I knew that was unfolding, because I never, ever, ever take time off, ever. And I enjoy it. And by the way, your family. I told my daughters, they said, Dad, we're going to come over the night before and we're going to get up for your birthday like that, you know. And I said, that's great. I said, but I want to go on the radio because I want to spend a lot of that with, but I said, the kids are, you know, first and foremost, of course. I said, but I love the radio family that I have. And they understood it. They said, yeah. So they're going to come decorate. Come on. And then I'll jump on the air. We'll just have a great time, you know. But the first thing I did after I talked to them, what do you think I did? I called LaFreda, right? I called Pat LaFreda. I went online, and in the middle of my wild life, running around from one thing to the next, not having a moment to myself, I grabbed my phone and I went to LaFreda.com, and I ordered the center cut filet, which is spectacular. So I texted Joey, my big boy, who's incredibly healthy. Al, you haven't seen him. You got to see this kid. He's like he's like just ripped, and he runs. He's like tall and handsome. Everything I'm not, you know. This kid is. And I said, you're eating red meat these days? He goes, oh, Dad, I never stopped. Wait till you have LaFreda. See what I said? And I got the center cut filet for Joey and for all the kids. Charlie's coming up and everything. And then I got the burger blends.
I picked up a 4-pack of LaFreda at the ShopRite.
Yeah, everybody,
fantastic.
I know the meat blend, the burger meat blend is great.
So good.
I could get the turkey burgers as well.
Nice.
But Olivia likes the turkey burger. I got the turkey. And then I had meat. And I know I'm spending time in this, but we're so proud to tell you about LaFreda meats. Because they asked, where does it come from? And I go, I said, Pat LaFreda, this is a family from Sicily. They come to America. They become a big success. They go to the Midwest of the United States of America, and that's where they get the meat. 100% premium black Angus cattle raised and grazed in the United States of America. And so that's what and then I tried some chicken from the supermarket that I had that was not LaFreda. It was awful. You got to get the best for your kids in every cut you can get. Tomahawk, bone-in ribeye, porterhouse, center cut filet, to name a few. And they supply only the highest quality beef, pork, lamb, veal, poultry, and America's best burgers and chopped meat blends to the finest restaurants in the world. You could have that for your family, and is that not what they deserve? Go to LaFreda.com, all right? LaFreda.com. It's LaFrida. LaFreda.com.
Ben Shapiro. Coming up at 5 on AM 970. The Answer.
So, and we'll go to the phone calls. Al, this is what I want to talk to you about. Because in regards to President Trump, and you know, I appreciate everybody checking in. And my dear friend Joe says, such great points, Joe. Thank God for you. So well put. So logical. Thank you. And so that means the world to me because this guy's a great, great dear friend of mine. So, because I don't want to, I understand the criticism. So when I was at an event, and then somebody I really admire, very super successful, comes over to me, and who I had not seen in a while, and he shakes his finger at me. You, like that. Now, I know him, and he's he's older than I am. I respect that, and he's the elder in our friendship. And I respect that, and I want to listen. We say, you. And he stopped, and then I meet him. I go, what? What's up? You with the politics. What are you doing? What are you doing about it? I go, what? And then they start talking about Donald Trump Every time Donald Trump talks, he says me, I. It's never we. I said, I understand. Listen, I understand the criticism. And then he goes on. He goes, no. Do you think, what if I did that with my corporation like that? And I said, you know, it's a good point. You wouldn't. You would say we as a team, we. So now I said, look, now I got to explain. And it's hard to explain. You just want what's best for the country. And if it doesn't, if it sometimes, you know, is out of the sorts of the norm, what is a quote unquote politician, I don't care. I want what's best for the country. And we want to really disrupt the swamp, the snake pit that is Washington. But, you know, you can't get into a discussion like that. So I kindly said, you know, I understand the criticism. He's always nice. And then I started to think, I wish Donald Trump, this is just me shooting from the hip here. When you see him in a closed setting, when you see Donald Trump, the Donald in the closed setting, you're in love with the guy. He because no press is
very
around.
Very charismatic.
Oh, warm. How you doing? Yep. What's the family? He'll know every family member's name. Right. He goes, somebody needs help? Let me write a check for that person. I've seen it firsthand. And then this. But Mike, I think I mentioned this to you. Let me mention it again. So a gal comes in at one of Mikey's concerts there.
Right.
And she goes. She goes, Joe Piscopo, yeah. Wow. You know, what do you do? Oh, I work at the Trump National. Oh, yeah, he's great. The kid's 20 years. She's 18 years old. In love with President Trump. How do you say that to the other side? And then again, on the other hand, I understand the criticism. How do you say to President Trump, you know, be like you are at those closed settings and don't, you know, but then everybody's attacking him, right. Attacking him. He's the most vilified human on the planet.
Right.
The best president we've had. I can't remember when.
I think the biggest mistake that he made in last year, which I think, in my opinion, cost him the election, was after he had gotten COVID.
Thinking that votes count?
That's part of it.
Sorry.
But it was after he got COVID, and I think he needed to take a more caring tone of telling people, listen, this is serious. You need to...
Yeah.
You know, you need to be smart about this here. I got it. Listen, I had the best doctors in the world working on me.
Yeah.
But, you know, just take precaution. I think if he had shown a little bit of empathy there, I think the people that he was trying to get as votes, he already had his base.
Yeah.
It was those fringe people that voted for him the first time that I think looked at him and said.
And by the way, not to disregard what happened in the election. Here's a guy that gets 75 million votes. It doesn't just. Something's up, but let's leave it at that. But to your point, see, why is it with me, and I'm glad we're having this discussion because I feel like I have to tell my friends that, I liked when he walked out of Walter Reed. I liked when he walked up those stairs at the White House. I liked when he saluted Marine One.
Yeah.
I said, look at this, because you know
that
why?
I didn't have a problem.
Communist China was going after him. They got the President of the United States, and he said, you know what? I'm stronger than that.
Didn't have a problem with that. I think the tone to the American people after that, talking about it, I think needed to be a little bit more caring of, you know, not so much the kind of, I want to give you a hug, but listen, just take it easy. We're going to get through this. Yeah. The vaccine is around the corner. It's almost ready to go.
Yeah.
Just give it a few more months. Mm-hmm. Trust me, we're going to get out of this. I think if he had presented that tone to the American people, I think those that were, I'm really not sure if I'm going to vote for him, would have said, you know what, this guy really cares.
There would have been more votes to overcome the shenanigans that went on.
I think that would have been the case.
See, I use the word shenanigans. They haven't closed that down
yet.
That's
a great word, shenanigans.
Yeah, shenanigans. See, if I use the words election, and then I'm putting some words right now in between the first word that I said,
words,
and if I say fraud with the last word that I said, boom, the bots are all over it.
Right.
Boom, boom, boom.
Right.
Shenanigans. Shenanigans is good.
Great word. Underused word.
Matthew on the phone. Before we break, Matthew, how are you? How you doing this morning? What's on your mind, my friend?
Hey, thank you, Joe. And by the way, it's not shenanigans. They're doing a recount in Arizona that should be completed Tuesday.
Yeah.
But One American News is covering. My point is facts are difficult things to argue, Joe. And you speak the truth and you speak facts. And I don't care what anyone calls you. You love America and you love the people of our country.
Yes,
the liars in the fake news media, and they are liars. They are also, Al is right, but they're also silent about things as well as lying. For example, silent about the death toll of New York seniors in nursing homes because it has now risen to over 16,000 from 15,000 which they do not report. Since Cuomo signed the order to put the virus patients into nursing homes, two of them happen to be Janice Dean's relatives. And it's sad, Joe, and sick. The sick part is, rather than give President Trump credit for providing the hospital ship Hope and the Javits Center, which would have saved seniors' lives, Mr. Cuomo decided to let 16,000 innocent New Yorkers die. And by the way, Cuomo is also the one who gave us no cash bail, along with Mr. de Blasio.
Yep.
And that resulted just the other few days in a criminal, two criminals being let out, and one of them killed a 35-year-old father, a Hispanic father of two, and the other one, Joe, slashed a woman in the stomach. Thank you for my time, Joe.
All right. You're right. Thank you, Matthew. I know.
Can I just one correction, Matthew? Yeah. De Blasio is not at fault for the bail reform. It is Cuomo and the state legislature. Yeah. De Blasio has nothing. I'm not a fan of Mayor de Blasio.
But you
this
know
has
what?
Everything to do with but Albany.
But to Matthew's
and
point,
the mayor can't do anything about
it. But the mayor doesn't say anything about it.
You're right. He's
got to say, look, Albany has my hands tied. And then he's got, if you're going to let criminals on the street, then the mayor, its responsibility, has got to stand in front of a sea of men and women from the New York Police Department and say, this is my department, and I've given them the edict to do what they have to do to keep law and order. And everybody else could just,
Cuomo was supporting this, and the state legislature won't even bring it up to change the law. Remember, we had Anthony Pope on about this a long time ago.
Yeah.
Jersey has the same law, but they noticed the loophole in it, and they fixed it. And now people are put away and held on bail if there's an issue. In New York, it doesn't matter what you do unless you've committed an attempted murder. If you've murdered somebody allegedly, then you're put in jail, and there's usually no bail. But everyone else goes scot-free. A guy robbed a bank. A week ago, he robbed a bank. Next day, he was out. Yeah. He robbed another bank.
That's right, I know.
There's no recourse.
Answer me this. And well, I know we got a break, 9:36. Sure. And then, then we're going to go to sports.
We're going to go to sports with Russ.
But and I'm glad we're covering all these things because I sometimes think about these things and we never get to them because we're so busy. This Maya Wiley person, she received, apparently, according to Dinesh D'Souza here, she received $500,000 from hedge fund billionaire George Soros, who bankrolled her for decades. If that's the case, what is Soros's end game? If this keeps happening, can some news media, just the news? You got to follow. You got to follow just the news. They'll be on top of this. But is that why? What is Soros's end game? My thought is he wants to reset to a one world globalization policy, so he makes even more money. Even more money. That's what it's about. One world. And that's what climate change, climate control, global warming, whatever it is, that's what it's about. 877-970-2999. Big Al has the headline news right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
66 degrees at 937. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Men and women behind bars in New York City will soon be able to get visits from their loved ones again. The Department of Corrections announced it will be resuming in-person family visits on June 25th. Those visits were put on pause more than a year ago at the beginning of the pandemic. Anna Pastoresa, whose son was in jail at Rikers Island for 6 years, says her weekly visits kept his spirits up. She says those behind bars need to see family. Religious services in jails will resume again too, and that takes place today. Today is also National Bourbon Day in Kentucky, where 95% of the world's bourbon is produced, is celebrating. Bourbon is often called the official spirit of America, and Bardstown, Kentucky is considered the bourbon capital of the world. There are nearly a dozen distilleries within 16 miles of Bardstown. The assessed value of all the barrels aging in Kentucky, nearly $2 billion. And if you're into the taste of bourbon but don't care for the alcohol content, a Louisville-based company called Spiritless has you covered this year with its Spiritless Kentucky 74. It's a reverse distilled non-alcoholic beverage that looks and tastes just like the regular stuff. In sports, Bucks beat the Nets 107-96 in Game 4 of their Eastern Conference playoff series in Milwaukee. Series now tied at 2 games apiece. Islanders topped the Lightning 2-1 in the first game of their Stanley Cup semifinal matchup in Tampa. Philly shut out the Yankees 7-0 in Philadelphia. The Bombers were swept in that series. They've lost 3 straight. And the Padres over the Mets by the final of 7-3. Stuck in traffic? W. Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Watch for delays on 84 West at the Newburgh Beacon Bridge. It's an accident being cleared. Traffic slowing down over on 287 northbound up through Wanacue, getting up toward exit 55 and in toward 57. It's all due to some ongoing emergency construction. This has been out there daily. Two lanes blocked, so a tough ride through that stretch as well. Traffic slowing down on 3 eastbound by the Meadowlands. Accident cleared. Inbound GWB still 35. Lincoln Tunnel 10. Holland Tunnel, that's about a 20-minute delay getting into town. Still busy on the Cross Bronx eastbound out by the Sheridan with a disabled tractor trailer. That's what's causing the delays at the inbound GWB. FDR Drive northbound by the Manhattan Bridge. It looks like an accident there as well. And watch for slowdowns on Robert Moses Causeway southbound by Sunrise Highway. All lanes closed with an ongoing accident investigation. Some scattered storms today, high of 71. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Dell Small Business. Sometimes it feels like the course keeps changing right before your eyes. Dell Technologies advisors have the tech solutions you need to help your business get out in front and stay ahead of the game. For advice on solutions like XPS 13 laptops powered by Intel Evo platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
Route 22 Toyota is where you want to go. Everybody's going to Route 22 Toyota, and you don't have to deal with dummies. Yay! No dummies at Route 22 Toyota. They have a state-of-the-art service facility that is spectacular, that you will love, that you got to go to. You go see Alex Cancella. The entire team is staying safe. You know, they're still practicing all the CDC guidelines. And you can get your car, your oil change, your car fixed. Check out what's wrong with it. Get a diagnostic checkup. Incredible state-of-the-art service center. And then when you go into the showroom, I got to tell you, this is like a state-of-the-art showroom, and you don't have to deal with dummies when you go in because you're going to get 0% APR financing up to 60 months, zero down leases on some of your favorite Toyota models for qualified buyers, 0% interest up to 5 years. How about 0% interest or zero down leases? You'll be, look, go in, if you call 855-621-9949, you'll be driving a brand new Toyota from Route 22 Toyota. You won't have to deal with dummies. It's a smart way to buy, and you'll get these incredible, incredible deals that everybody is talking about. It's Route 22 Toyota, and no dummies. 855-621-9949. 855-621-9949. Route 22 Toyota is right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or online at Route22Toyota.com.
The following is a paid political announcement.
This is Curtis Sliwa. We can't afford to elect another dope from Park Slope like Bill de Blasio. That's why I'm running for mayor. To support and refund the police and to take back the streets and subways from the criminals. To do that, I need your support to reach our goal by the end of the week. Go right now to CurtisSliwaForMayor.com. Your contribution will help save our city at CurtisSliwaForMayor.com.
Paid for by Curtis Sliwa for Mayor.
This is Dennis Prager along with fellow host Mike Gallagher. We both want to invite you to join us for the trip of a lifetime to the Holy Land this October.
Dennis and I have planned out every minute of this trip in detail with Salem Media Group and our trusted travel partner, Inspiration Cruises and Tours. It's something you'll never forget. Go to StandWithIsraelTour.com to register or call 855-565-5519. That's StandWithIsraelTour.com. Book worry-free until July 6th.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
It's not enough. Hey, Joe, on the radio telling you about Relief Factor. Did you try the 3-week quick start, please? Please, you know what? Look, I keep telling you about people like William from California. Tried all sorts of treatments. Now he says he is what? 100% pain-free. He is now approaching a year using Relief Factor, and he has been pain-free since the first month. So if you have back pain, shoulder pain, neck pain, hip pain, and knee pain, foot pain, I'm going through all the pains. I've had them all. I got them all, right? From exercise, just getting older, or whatever it is, try the 3-week quick start. That's all we ask. It's discounted to $19.95 to see if it will work for you. So join me, join William, join thousands of others, and go to ReliefFactor.com. Go today. You can be pain-free. That's ReliefFactor.com, or you can call 800-500-8384. Say bye-bye to pain, baby, and hello to Relief Factor with ReliefFactor.com. Go to ReliefFactor.com, okay? And you can call 800-500. Let me give you the number a couple of times. Now the morning, you got to call. It's 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384. 800-283-8384.
The Ben Shapiro Show, weekdays at 5 p.m. and 9 p.m. on AM 970. The Answer.
There you go. Russ Salzberg's the man, longtime New York sports commentator, host of the Get a Load of This podcast, and a friend of the program and a personal friend of mine and a great guy. Russ, welcome back to the show, brother.
Big Joe, how are we doing, buddy?
Good, I'm good. I had some things I had a dying to talk to you about, but I want to get into everything else. Yankees, give us a quick breakdown, and then I'll get into this great conversation I had with a baseball professional who we know and love. Are we doing okay baseball-wise? The Yankees, what's happening? What happened?
Well, the Yankees, what? As I told you the last time we spoke, they're getting real close to the Luca Brasi situation of sleeping like they were sleeping with the fish. I mean, seriously, you know, they go into Philadelphia, they lose two games in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
But more than that, they lose it to Joe Girardi. Now, if you remember, Joe, when Joe Girardi was fired or let go or not rehired, whatever the hell they want to call it, they pushed him out. And I remember us discussing it back then. They pushed him out, and they said, well, he was a little too tough. They were concerned about his communication with young ball players. Well, on the year after they pushed him out, that year, his final year, which was the Yankees' transition year from, you know, new guys and everything, he took them within one game of going to the World Series. They lost the ALCS in 7. So now he was too tough. So now you hire a guy, Aaron Boone, and now they're talking about Aaron Boone. Now they need somebody who is tough. I don't think Aaron Boone survives unless they turn it around immediately. And if I was the Yankees, they don't have leadership. I don't think they have leadership in the clubhouse. Hmm. I think they – it's not just that they're losing, Joe. They look like a dead team. There's no oomph to them. Yeah. To me, I would go – they got Buck Showalter doing Yankee telecast. I would say, all right, let's bite the bullet now. Let's do this. Let's put Buck in for the remainder of the season, and we see what happens.
How about
they look like a dead team walking. They
Well, with respect to manager Boone and everything, how about Willie Randolph? Willie Randolph, that's a guy I got to talk to. I had a great chat with Willie. Can I talk to you while we were talking? We got time. Yeah, we got time. 9:46 with Joe and Russ. Let me ask you this, if I may. So Willie, I had a great conversation with Willie. We had that event for Steve Califer, you know, our mutual friend, passed away. So they had a whole thing at the Somerset Patriots, and Joe Torre was there, Sparky was there, and it was really a celebratory event celebrating Steve's life. So Willie and I have a one-on-one, and we're sitting for a while. Great, I do know, great guy. He says, and I said, Willie, can I, what we're talking about here, can I talk about it on the air? I said, Russ comes on, Al knows sports. He goes, absolutely, because it's going to break. They're cutting the ball, and they're getting away with it. That's why no one's hitting. That's why we're having extreme shutouts. And I said, Willie, what are you telling me? He goes, no, they always did it before. He even mentioned some really great pitchers. I don't want to mention their names. That really, he knew being up at the plate. He was one of the last outs of one of the big games because the pitcher that was there, I think it was Nolan Ryan. They knew what they were doing back then. And Tony La Russa knew who was throwing what, but you couldn't complain about it. Now he said it's epidemic what's happening, and Major League Baseball is going to come, and it's going to surface in a big, big way. Did you hear anything in this regard, Russ?
Well, yeah, but here's the thing. You know, and like I heard Keith Hernandez talking about it yesterday, and I love Willie. I mean, listen to me. You mentioned a managerial guy. I'd love to see Willie Randolph. Because I don't understand why he doesn't have a job, but let's not digress here.
Okay.
You know what? They've been scuffing baseball since the beginning of time.
Yeah.
Every time a ball hits the ground, it gets scuffed, okay? Every time a ball hits the ground, it gets scuffed. They've been using spitters since the beginning of time. Gaylord Perry won 300-some-odd games. He's in the Hall of Fame. You know what Gaylord Perry said? I looked it up. I reckon I tried everything on the old apple but salt and pepper and chocolate sauce topping. Yeah, I looked it up because I knew where it was coming on with you. His preferred substance was Vaseline. He said, I'd always have grease in at least two places.
Wow.
I mean,
wow.
Listen, Whitey Ford, Elston Howard, before Elston Howard used to toss the ball back to Whitey Ford, what did Elston do? He used to scrape it on the ground. I mean, come on.
Oh, I get it. Yeah.
But
the difference is.
You know what MLB should stand for?
What's that? What?
Mama Luke Bozos. No, really. really. Mama Luke Bozos. Now they're complaining that they use these things.
Mama Luke, one word.
And suntan lotion. There's these things. Spider tack. So I went to look up what the hell is spider tack.
Yeah.
Spider tack is used for gripping Atlas stones. What the hell are Atlas stones? They use them in strongman competitions. Now there's something else, Joe. You're going to like this.
Uh-oh.
They use monkey hands.
What?
You know what monkey hands is the use for? It says recommended for circus training and pole dancing. Now, I don't want to, like, you and I got to be careful here. But can you picture pole dancers using monkey hands and then taking dips? What are we dealing with? And you know what the thing is? They say Major League Baseball, the pitchers have an advantage now because there's too much spin on the ball. How about telling the batters not to be Mama Luke's with the launch angles and stop trying just to hit home runs?
Mm.
How about managers telling teams, your batters, instead of when they play the shift on you, hit it to the opposite side?
How about
learning how to bunt?
Yeah,
how about learning how to move runners over?
A great point, yeah.
People do not know how to play baseball anymore, Joe.
Basics.
And they're using this substance thing and scuffing balls. They're using it as an excuse for everything that's wrong with baseball.
But what's scary, what Willie and I were talking about, was they're throwing so hard now, man. A kid comes from the minor leagues, he's throwing 99 miles an hour. If you doctor that ball for a second, it's going to literally jump, you know.
But here's the difference.
Yeah.
The guys come up, you don't think what the Koufaxes and the Drysdales and the Gibsons and all those people, they didn't throw hard?
Yeah.
I mean, the difference today is they come up, they don't know where the hell they're throwing a ball. First of all, starters, with the exception of a guy like Jacob deGrom, with the exception of him, starters don't go the distance anymore. I mean, if you get six innings, it's a quality start.
Then
you get these guys coming in for one inning at a time. And you know what? Everybody is caught up on 100 miles an hour, 101, look at the clock, and exit velocity.
Yeah.
I mean... exit velocity. Who gives a rat's ass how fast it goes out as long as it goes out?
Oh, man. Hey, Russ, before we let you go, great conversation, man. We love you so much. Hey, how great is Lou Lamoriello doing for the Islanders? Lou Lam, my buddy.
I couldn't wait to talk to you about him and the Islanders. This guy is, without question, in my mind, I've been doing this a long time, the best executive I have ever come across in all of sports.
Yeah, amen. Amen.
You know, people forget when the Nets
went
back, Nets went to the NBA Finals 2 years in a row back in the day.
Yes.
Who was the guy who was the president of the team at the same time?
That's right.
It happened to be Lou Lamoriello.
That's right. Remember that, man, how exciting it was at the Meadowlands?
I mean, he was the architect of the Devil's Stanley Cup.
Yep.
He went and did a great job in Toronto, and now he's back, and look what he's doing
now. I saw John.
More important business.
Yes, sir. Uh-oh.
More important business.
Uh-oh.
There's a big celebration, I understand, this week.
Yeah, what? For, you know, Father's Day for you and I, because
no,
we're
not
such daddy.
It's Joe Piscopo's birthday coming up.
You know, I never thought I would see 50, Russ. I tell you.
Well, I have to tell you, Joe, how many kids do you have?
Let me hold. Give me a second. Five children.
Okay, Joe, you got to get six. You got to get yourself a young wife and get six.
You don't know.
He's my man.
You
can get a good commercial. Daddy and the baby in diapers at the same time.
Thank God you got everybody laughing in the studio. The kids are laughing. You don't know how close I am to doing exactly what you said. Room for One More. Isn't there a sitcom named that? Room for One More? That's me. That's that.
Why not?
Oh, thank you, Russ. Thanks for believing in me, buddy. I love you, man.
Hey, listen, happy birthday. All the
best this year,
next year, and for every year after that.
The best is yet to come for us, my friend. Love you, Russ. Thank you, my friend.
Bye-bye.
Uh-oh. Debbie. Yeah, Debbie's on the road. Yeah, I know. Please. We should probably just go to traffic. Yeah, let's go to traffic.
Trouble.
Always. Debbie, thanks for a great day, and thanks for getting us through the roads, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Great. Thanks, Joe. Let's see what's happening. 107 northbound right at the southern state. It's an accident getting up through Massapequa. Also seeing delays on Robert Moses Causeway south by Sunrise Highway. All lanes closed with an accident there. Eastbound Gowanus at 38th. It's an accident. Cross Bronx east at the Sheridan. A disabled tractor trailer still in the way there as well. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Maxwell, she was scratching and losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to chicken. Another vet said, he's the drain. Third vet said, it's the weather. And then somebody said,
DINOVITE.com.
It took 2 weeks, and the dog stopped itching. The hair stopped falling out. The Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
You get some Dynavite, how happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
For many Americans, Father's Day is a day to celebrate. For many others, it's a day to just get through because Father's Day hurts if you don't have a father. The facts are clear. Fatherlessness drives many bad outcomes in America, from teen pregnancy to incarceration. An astounding 85% of youths in prison come from fatherless homes, 20 times the national average. But there's a path forward from the grim statistics, which is why I urge you to watch a powerful new film called The Streets Were My Father. It features the journey of three inner-city Chicago men from fatherlessness to gangs and from life in prison to prison ministry programs that set them on the road to redemption and lives as productive members of society. To see this important and inspirational film, the streaming version and DVD, go to salemnow.com, buy a copy or copies for anyone you know who doesn't have a father or doesn't believe in the power of God to change lives. Go to salemnow.com, salemnow.com. It's a film that will move you. Go to salemnow.com. SalemNow.com.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Mostly cloudy today and becoming more humid. A couple of showers and a thunderstorm will cross the area, the high not far from 70. Remaining mostly cloudy tonight, a thunderstorm or two. Any thunderstorm early tonight can be severe with damaging winds and flooding downpours. Our low tonight, 65. For tomorrow, cloud and a stray shower giving way to some sunshine with lowering humidity in the afternoon, a high near 80. For Wednesday, partly sunny, high 78. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. How are you? 5 minutes before Mike Gallagher. You want to tune in? Don't miss Mike, please. 10:05. That's a vital listen every single day. And I love telling you a story about Daria and Maria because it was a tragedy. Fire broke out. You know, they jumped from the window of their third floor bedroom. I tell you the story. Serious injury sent them to the hospital. But then they went to Broadway House for continuing care. Now, at Broadway House, those recovering from an acute illness or injury benefit from expert medical care, rehabilitation, and social services. The goal, to help rebuild your health and your life. Now, Dari and Maria are back home today, thankful for the subacute care they received at Broadway House. For more information, please go to BroadwayHouse.org. And then I tell you about Isaiah. A couple years ago, living on the streets of Newark, addicted to crack cocaine, with untreated HIV/AIDS. Well, came to Broadway House for continuing care, and his life completely turned around. It's a nationally recognized program for those with HIV/AIDS, and it provides medical and social support with compassion to help Broadway House residents make a fresh start. Thanks to Broadway House, Isaiah has overcome his challenges. He has begun a new life far from the streets. To learn more, would you please go to Broadway House. .org. Hey, Joe on the radio. Mike Gallagher's coming up. Charlie, great job. You're with us tomorrow? Thank you. And we look forward to that. And Brian was answering the phones, Brian Zagan. But Nick DeMauro, great to have you with us, my friend, my young friend. This kid, you know, we're very, very blessed with Cara Fasaro doing graphics to have these young kids so interested in the field of radio, because I'll tell you what, we ain't going anywhere. And listen, it's a vital, vital outlet to get the truth out, like we were talking about, right? Al, love you, buddy. Thank you very much. And Debbie Duhaime, we love you as well. And we all collectively want to thank you for listening. We are here for you, right? We can really bring the country back. I believe we really can. We got to keep our voices heard. Don't be afraid. Don't let them shut us down. God bless you. God bless your family. Yeah, God bless the United States of America. Make it a great Monday, because you deserve it.
News, opinion,